Morning, Tom.
Hey, guys, you could take that call if you want. I'll wait.
What's going on this morning?
Oh, man. Just feels good to win like that. It's been a long time since we had a real convincing win, and I thought we played well in all three areas of the game. And I'm just, I think that gives everyone really a lot of confidence of what we're capable here, in these meaningful games. So it was a great performance, man, by all the way around.
Yeah, Tom, you know what? I got a new song for you. This is going to be your new theme music that I want to hear pumping out of the speakers over at Gillette, because listen to it. That's for you, Tom.
Oh, man, I like that.
A little Karate Kid, action for you. Because, you hit on it, right
Karate
away.
Kid. Karate Kid. Could you come into the 20th century?
Come on. Tom, this is on your iPod, isn't it? This is your when you're looking for something to get you through that last 10 minutes of your workout.
This is my most played song on
yes,
my iPod.
Yes, it's coming
well,
up number
minute,
one.
Wait a minute, Mr. Brady. I have a little bone to pick with you. We got an email last week after. Now, you gave Christian the nickname Motorin, correct?
Yeah.
When he showed up because of Sister Christian. And you had said that, Sister Christian. Well, in the song, it says Sister Christian Motorin, but I got an email blaming me. I didn't even bring it up, saying that the song is actually by Night Ranger. It's not by Sister
Christian.
Yeah,
technicalities.
Well, yeah, how right. Boston sports fans are. They don't let anything go unnoticed.
You're right. It's between me and Christian anyway.
Really,
so.
It only has to make sense to us.
It's right. And there's really no way. We don't really care about anybody else anyway.
There you go. Hey, let's ask you about topic number one. There's so much to talk about with this game, about this week. But the big story in the sports world today is what happened with the Colts yesterday. They called off the Dogs up 15-10. They obviously had made this decision before the game. They took Peyton Manning out, and they're getting vilified locally in Indianapolis for it because the Jets came back and won, which put the Jets in a position now to win, and they're in the playoffs. Have you looked into this at all? What are your thoughts about what happened with the Colts yesterday?
I watched a little bit of it yesterday, but I think every team has a different philosophy, it's hard to argue with them. They've made so many, the great decisions all season, and when playoff time comes around, everyone starts with a fresh slate. It's a new season. It's every team kind of starts at the same position, aside from the teams that have the bye, obviously. But, position doesn't matter as much. It's just who's going to win that particular day and who's going to play the best, the best football on that particular weekend. So, they made a decision, and it's hard to argue with those guys. They got a great coach, I just saw bits and pieces of the game. I hate seeing the Jets win, unfortunately, but I think that was kind of bittersweet.
Well, we go back to the exact same situation for you guys in 07 with a 14-0 record. You're up 28-0 at halftime against the Dolphins at home. You don't sit. You played the entire second half in that game.
Yeah. Well, it's just a decision Coach Belichick made, and I think it's. I'm glad we played. I love to play every week. That's the best part of the season for us is playing. The practice is not like you're like, damn, I can't wait to get to that Wednesday practice. So playing on Sundays and having a chance to do that was something that I think we really. Really enjoyed kind of that going for that mark, and I'm sure for the players they would have wanted the same, but their coach had a different idea.
Yeah, you talked about let's get back to the actual the Pats game, get off the Colts for a second. You talked about a convincing win coming in December, second to last game of the season, against a team. You look back on it, just was no match for you guys, and we had a bunch of people calling in. Some people say, well, maybe it's because the Jaguars just weren't that good anyways. And I say, well, no, it's just like you guys just really put together a great game in all three phases.
Yeah.
And I got to give you some props. And if I saw you right now, I'd give you a high five because you gave a little tight end love early on. I love it. You're taking the coaching, Tom.
I know. I hit Ben in the flat there on a little naked, which, that may be the first naked we've called.
Ever. I was amazed at that.
7 years.
Yeah.
So I was crossing my fingers in the huddle, going, God, if this doesn't work, we're never going to call one again. So I guess all my lobbying over the course of the season has finally paid off. And then and actually we ran the naked later in the game and hit Randy on the touchdown.
Yep.
And then Bake made a really nice catch on that seam ball down there from about the 25-yard line. I had a guy kind of right on his inside, and he made a great adjustment to the ball and made a great catch. So you're right. I mean, we got to spread the ball around to these guys, and you know, it's not always about throwing to Wes and Randy, although they're a huge part of the offense, but getting Ben involved and getting Bake involved. And you know, the way we ran the ball yesterday can set up a lot of things, because you're not going to get a lot of that really exotic coverage, double West, double Randy, when they've got to commit guys to the running game when we're running it like the way we were. So I think it was just everything really complemented each other yesterday, and that's really what we took out of it. You know, it was a big game for us, and it was a big game for them. And I said that after the game. I mean, it's not like they weren't playing for anything. I mean, they were fighting for the playoffs, and we were fighting for a division title. So it was a you know, it's just a great win for us, and at the really at the right time.
Tom, I think one of the things that shouldn't go unnoticed is not only yesterday, but you haven't been sacked in 4 weeks. Yesterday, you, the offensive line, I mean, the whole team was possessed, but you ran for 197 yards. You just talked about what it means to you as an offense when you're able to run the football like that. That was pretty impressive by the offensive line yesterday.
It was great, and they've been playing great, you know, all season. And, you know, that yesterday I'm against a team that, you know, has some real size up front. I mean, physically, not a lot of teams run the ball against those guys. You know, they don't have a lot of sacks because they're really a big defensive front. They're not really a speed front like, let's say, the Colts. They're kind of a big power stop to run, and we did a good job running the ball. And the sacks, I mean, 4 weeks in a row of no sacks, I mean, it's pretty remarkable in the NFL considering how, you know, the opponents that we face and you know, the amount of times that we've been throwing the ball. So, I mean, the last few weeks we haven't thrown it as much, but we've really done a great job protecting, you know, me back there. And it feels a hell of a lot better waking up on Monday when you haven't been hit, you know, than a couple times this year when they do get you. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, you talked about different teams' philosophy, and I got to ask you this question. I just wouldn't be really on the dark side right now. So next week's game, there's already talk about whether you're going to sit, whether you're going to play, who would you rather play in the playoffs, you know, referencing, you know, the 80.
And by the way, Christian has already admitted being a member of the locker room previously that you guys talk about these things. So,
well, my point to you is like, your gut feeling? I mean, you know, obviously it's Monday morning and you just woke up from a game and you probably, this is the last thing you want to talk about or think about. But what's the philosophy going into Sunday's game against Houston? Does it matter to you? I mean, I know you said, talked about earlier that you always want to play and this is what you look forward to. But
yeah.
Are you going to pull a Brett Favre and be pissed off if he pulls you out?
I know. Well, you know, I'm sure he'll have his own ideas. And really, you know, down in Foxborough, it's not like a democracy down there anyway. So
yeah.
We don't sit around and take votes of, you know, what we're going to do. It's a one-man show, and he makes a decision. And, you know, I think there's a lot at stake for us, obviously. There's only, you know, the first and second seed. They haven't figured out, but the 3, the 4, the 5, and the 6, no one really knows with those. So you don't really play for position when you really don't know who your opponent's going to be, nor does it really matter who the opponent's going to be. I mean, we're going to have to beat a good team. And you know, I think if the Jets win and if Baltimore wins, I think they're in. I saw that. But
I really don't know what happens
if any of those teams lose, or certainly I don't even know who's if the Jets win or who's the
Well, it's Tom, it's really this simple. Indy and San Diego have clinched. You guys have the third seed right now. The Bengals have the fourth seed. You're tied at 10-5. The Jets and Baltimore right now are fifth and sixth seeds, and their equation is very simple. If they win, they're in. If the Jets beat Cincy at home, and if Baltimore beats Oakland on the road, they're both in. If either one of them loses, then Pittsburgh, Denver, and the Houston team you're playing all have a shot.
Right.
Well, see, my thing
Who's
was going towards...
Who's the fifth seed now?
The fifth seed right now are the Jets. If the playoffs started today, you'd play Baltimore. And the Bengals would play the Jets 2 weeks in a row, which is kind of interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that is. That is. there's a lot to shake out here. So.
I guess the real question is, I mean, you guys, do you talk about it at all? Do you try not to talk about things like this now? You clinched the division in a playoff berth, so you're almost allowed to talk about this stuff. When you're away from the locker room, do you talk about it? Or do you just try to avoid distractions and think about the week ahead and get in that one-game mentality?
Well, I think, you know, the way our team is, I mean, we had a good week this week. You know, we really had a, probably our best week in a long time, and I think it was for a lot of reasons. And I think it'd be great to see if we could carry that over again, you know, if we can kind of put together another good week. And then, you know, you don't want to make it seem like, man, one week we're this, you know, team that looks like we did yesterday, and the next week we're a team that looks like we played against the Bills. So we've got to have a, you know, we've got to have a good week of practice. I said after the game, it was probably our best week of practice all season. And, you know, it's probably one of our best games all season. So if we can go out and put together another great week of practice, that's only going to help us for what's ahead. And obviously we can't, you know, we're not playing the playoff game this week. We're playing the Texans, who are, you know, are definitely a playoff caliber team. And whether they make it or not, I mean, it's going to be a great test for us. And, you know, I'd love to see us go down there and put together, you know, the same type of effort.
Yeah, you know, that was something I was going to talk about that you just hit on. It's really, you know, start a string. You start with Buffalo, you get a road win, you come back home, you get a, you know, really great win, like you're talking about, great week of practice, best one of the season in my book. And you really don't want to ease off the pedal, in my opinion, right now, because you want to, you know, you want to play your best football, you want to hit your stride late in December, and that's pretty much what you're doing.
Yeah, here's the quandary. You mentioned all morning, Christian, that a break means something. So you have an opportunity this week, Tom, to go in there. I guess what I'm hearing from you is you want to score four touchdowns again in the first half and then maybe take a break.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's – look, you can be, you know, whether it's a break mentally or physically. I mean, obviously if there's guys that are, like, banged up and, you know, I mean, I don't think you're going to, like, you know, if guys are coming back from injuries that – you know, you're not going to put guys out there that really aren't capable of playing, that you probably would do if it were a playoff game. You know, but I mean, I think it's great as us players to go prepare and, you know, be ready to go and go, be ready to go play, like I said, a team that presents some different challenges. So, we played 15 games this year. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable how fast the season's gone for us. But 15 games and, I mean, you can get hurt at any point. I mean, everyone's always said, oh, injuries. But the reality is, you know, you can be hurt the first play of the playoff game. I mean, that's just the way it is. And you know, hopefully you have enough depth to overcome, you know, one injury or two injuries. And it's just a matter of us, you know, doing that. So, you know, who knows what coach is going to do. I mean, I think we're all, you know, preparing, obviously, to play
the whole game.
Yeah.
It's a preseason game. Prepare to play the whole game.
Yeah, that's what I am. Yeah. I mean, and I think that's what I'd prefer to do. So.
Yeah. Tom, let's talk about Randy Moss. He's obviously been one of the top subjects again this morning, and rightfully so. Three touchdowns yesterday. You've been in this town for a decade as one of the top athletes.
You know
what Boston sports fans are like. It's just different here. Not better or worse, it's different. 3 weeks ago, Boston fans, while Christian was in the stands with his son, wanted to boo Randy Moss off the field. Yesterday they were chanting his name, wearing his mask. I mean, what don't we know about Randy? Is this a real proud guy? Was yesterday a day? Why did you guys, for example, rally so hard for him publicly that week where he took some hits publicly?
Well, I mean, we're around him on a daily basis. So, you know, he doesn't obviously let a lot of people in, and his teammates know him very well. You know, but he doesn't stand up in front of the podium like, you know, a lot of guys do and talk for, you know, 20 minutes a week like, you know, like I do. So, you know, people probably have a little more insight into the way I think than the way Randy thinks, just the way that he's approaches it, and that's what works for him. So, you know, he's really he's a great worker. He comes to practice every day. He practices hard. You know, he's obviously committed to the team. I mean, was selected a captain by his teammates. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of attention that gets focused on him, both, you know, good and bad. And we all don't have our best, you know, our best days. I mean, and I think just part of it is you know, the spirit of the competition, and not every performance is your best, whether it's me or Randy or Lawrence or Wes or, I mean, it goes for everybody. And part of it is you just, fortunately for us as NFL players, we get to come out and play again the following Sunday. And he did that against Buffalo and played great and had another great game this week. So, you know, he's a very mentally tough guy, and you know, he's really responded well to this whole season, and just it kind of mimics our team. You know, we've been, you know, 3 weeks ago we were, you know, we who knows if we could beat anybody, and now all of a sudden we're talking about should we rest, and man, we got all these answers figured out, and you know, let's who's our playoff opponent. So, you know, it's just important not to ride the wave and emotionally to show up to work every day trying to get better and not really listening to, you know, what obviously what the media says or what your parents have to say or what your wife says or, you know, because not, I mean, the reality is nobody really knows anything anyway. You know, so you as the player and the guys within the walls of Foxborough Stadium know what's going on and know what the plays that were called and know where the mistakes were made. And, you know, it's all up to us and individually, you know, our responsibility to get those things right.
Christian, did he just say he doesn't listen to his wife? Did I just hear him say that?
Well, not on this stuff.
He's learning. He's learning. It's the first step.
Yeah,
I got a very important question for you. I've been talking about this, like getting some help from some of the listeners. Who do you think Randy Moss looks more like? Okay. Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Kimbo Slice, the MMA fighter? With that beard he's got going on.
He's got the longest beard I've ever – I mean, it's unbelievable. The it almost grows over his lips now. So.
Was he, like, hiding stuff in there?
Jack.
Yeah.
It looks like – I know. He's. It's pretty funny. He gets a little snot dripping, you know, into his mustache. And, you know, I just have to look there and stare at him when he's talking to me. So.
Yeah, just wait till you get one of those really cold games a la the Jeff Fisher back in, yeah. Was it 03 when he had, yeah. Like, the frozen snot coming down his nose attached to his – oh, yeah, that's not pretty.
Hey, Tom, what else can we say about Wes Welker? 13 catches yesterday, 138 yards. He missed two games this year. He's got 122 catches. The record for catches in a season is 143 by Marvin Harrison. He is having an unbelievable season.
I mean, if he played those other two games, I mean, it's hard not to think that he had broken that record. You know, it was the quietest 13 catches yesterday. After the game, I was like, Wes, sorry, man, I got to get you the ball more.
Did you really?
You know? Yeah, and he's like, man, I had 13 catches. I was like, what? You know, I mean, it's just, he's just, you know, every time you throw it to him, he's open. He's just. So tough. Some of those hits he took yesterday.
Oh, and by the way, we're from Anthony Smith a couple of times. Did Patriots fans remember Anthony Smith from the Pittsburgh Guarantee?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
We remember him. We remember him.
I know.
But, I mean, you look at Welker, and I imagine once you throw him the ball and you see what's going on around him, he took three real good smacks yesterday, and he's the Energizer Bunny, man. The guy just gets up, looks around, and comes back to the huddle.
Yeah, he's just mentally, he's just so tough. I mean, he never lets anything get to him. He never wants to show the other opponent that, you know, they gave him a good hit. Even after that hit he took from Ryan Clark last year in the Steeler game, you know, he wanted to go back in the game. Now, he couldn't probably spell his own name, but, you know, he still wanted to go out there and play. You know, he just, it's kind of mind over matter with him. And when you're his size and his weight and, you know, you have to have that mentality. So he does, and thank God he does. I mean, that's what makes him such a great player.
Hey, a couple of quick specific questions about plays. On the first touchdown to Moss, the double pump, was that a move to fake out a safety, or were you actually double pumping because you were going to throw it the first time?
Yeah, I was going to throw it the first time. And then the guy, the safety there, kind of moved right in front of him. I let him run by him and gave it to him just behind the safety, so... It worked out good. I mean, I think you can't really do that if you don't have great protection. And to be able to pump like that, I mean, it's a huge asset for a quarterback when you actually can take a second look like we did.
Right.
And, I mean, thank God for the way that, you know, that whole group played yesterday. That was so critical to what we did. I mean, they really make the team go. When they play good, we play good. I mean, you can't do anything if the offensive line doesn't play well. And, you know, they played probably their best game yesterday also.
And the Baker touchdown, you talked about having a great week of practice. One of the things that struck me about that, besides Christian's tight end love, is that you guys, it came off a pick. You took possession. You had one play, and then you had the break in the quarter. That was the first play to start the second quarter. So it seems to me, I don't know if I'm taking a leap here, you guys had a few minutes to talk about it. That must have been something you worked on during the week.
Yeah, we did. And I came over and, you know, and we kind of talked about what we were doing. They said, well, what do you think about, you know, that play? And, And we said, we like it. And went out and executed it well. It was a huge play. I mean, those turnovers like that, when you're able to, you know, in those critical, when you get the turnover and then you're in a sudden change situation to score quickly, I mean, the momentum swing is just so huge. You know, and now if they stop you and force you to kick field goal,
right?
You know, then it's kind of a wash. So, you know, it was so important for us to be able to
go for the kill,
get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah. The last question about the game is the variety of play calling. I mean, obviously, when you're up 28-0, it seems like everything you did worked. But you threw to 8 different receivers. Is that more of a conscious effort on your part, or was that a product of the way you guys were able to run the football yesterday?
I think that's the way we run the football. I mean, like I said, when you get these exotic pass coverages, which we've gotten, you know, to stop Wes and Randy, then, you know, then it means they're not committing enough guys to the run. And the way we ran it yesterday, they just have to call their call. And, you know, if they call it to stop the run, then you throw it. And if they, you know, if they're back there in pass coverage, then you hand it off and you run it. And, you know, it's just that's the way you need to play offensive football. You can't, you know, it can't be a one-dimensional game every time you play, or else you're just not going to be successful. And, you know, the way we played yesterday, that's the way we need to play coming down to the stretch. We got to be able to do both. So it was just it was a really important game for us in that sense, where we feel really good about the way we played and the way we practiced. And if we could string another one of these weeks together, I mean, that's going to be, you know, so important for us coming down the stretch.
Yeah, Sammy Morris and Fred Taylor being back really give you you guys what I've seen in the beginning of the season before you lost those two guys. Really seemed to seem like what kind of showing a lot of creativity, you know, flexing Sammy Morris out, throwing him the ball, using him at fullback, yep. Keeping Fred Taylor in.
Yep.
You know, I'm assuming we're going to see a lot more of those guys, especially in December. It's being so, and in January, being as aggressive and explosive as downhill runner as those guys are.
Yeah, and they do. I mean, they're very different than Lawrence. Lawrence is a very, you know, he's a cutback runner. He's a bounce it out runner, and he can really stretch the defense. He's got that explosive speed, and then you put Sammy and Fred in the game, which are very downhill, you know, push the pile type runners. Like that run Sammy had, I mean, that long one. He ran into the back of the guard,
Yep. Knocked
the guard over the you know, the guy he was blocking, and then explodes through the hole, stiff arms a guy. I mean, it's just that's the kind of runner Sammy is. So, and then Fred, I mean, he handed off to him in those 4-minute situations, and you know, no matter how many guys they have in there, it's 4 yards. I mean, it's just, it's pretty impressive with the ability, obviously, to break away too, you know, when you get them in those regular first and second down situations. So, I mean, we got a really good group, and, you know, we're going to need to be able to do that here. I mean, we got uncharacteristically warm weather yesterday, which, you know, I'm sure Jacksonville was very happy about, but I can't imagine in a couple weeks that it being the same. So we're going to need to be able to pound that football.
I don't think anybody has to tell Lawrence Maroney he just can't keep fumbling. What's your take on Lawrence going forward?
Well, I mean, everyone's got a lot of confidence in Lawrence. I mean, he's had a lot of really big plays and big runs for us. And, you know, I think he thought he was over the end line and the forward progress was stopped and they stripped it out yesterday. So, I mean, he had some good, you know, he's a good runner for us. And, you know, he's been a good runner for us for a long time. You know, I think he'll straighten it out. I'm not concerned about that.
All right, time for the Renaissance Alliance Power and Clout Quarterback Question of the Week. Comes to us from Lois Wood from Millbury, Mass. And Lois wants to know, Tom, what is the single most important thing? That's a good question. What is the single most important thing you have to do this season to get this team to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You got the answer to that one?
The single most. I mean, there's a lot of single most, I guess.
Listen to your wife.
Complete passes. That's what I have to do. You know, when guys are open, I have to hit them. That's my job. That's why they have me here to do that. So.
So you know, it's all on you.
Huh?
It's all on you, Tom.
No, I mean, God, that's the job. As a team, what's our most important thing? I mean, there's so many phases of the game, it's hard to single out any one thing. But, you know, I love the way we played yesterday. You know, we're going to have to keep playing that way. That's what it's going to take. And it's after the game. And if we play like that, you know, well, I'd love to play anybody with us playing that way. And, you know, that's really what I expect us to do, too. I expect us to go out there and play great. for the rest of the year.
Okay, what are you smiling? What are you smiling about?
So do we, because we're going to make sure we play his music out.
You guys are great.
All right, Tommy.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Have a great week, Tom.
All right, Merry Christmas.